We'll look at semantics more in detail later. However, here's a little sampler. What can be observed in a classroom or society by being aware of semantics? Well, for example, we often use words like lord and lady and master and mistress. Let's look at the more obvious one here, master and mistress. Master, master of the house. Mistress, mistress of the house. Does master ever mean anything else? Does mistress ever mean anything else? And you've probably guessed, mistress, it also means illicit lover, whereas master only ever means master. Look at lord and lady, and lord of the house, lady of the house. When I went to school, we had a lollipop lady. She used to help us cross the street, and we had dinner ladies. We never had lollipop lords or dinner lords. So, in both of these pairs of words, lady and mistress both have either negative meaning or they don't have the same proudness of meaning. And there are many more examples of this. It's always the female pair of the two words which takes on a negative meaning or a not so positive meaning, never the male one. So, I ask you, why is this the case? Once you've observed it, then you have to try to go about understanding or stating why you think this is the case. So I ask you, why is it always the case that the female version takes on a negative meaning and not the male one? Here's an example in Black English vernacular. That was one bad film. And the person who uses this means actually it was a very good film, but the person has used the word in a very unusual manner here. And a final example, when you go to a fika place, you might ask for a nigger bol, or nowadays, perhaps many people might ask for a chocolat bol. So the same thing has undergone a difference. The meaning has changed, or the word usage has changed, to show a slightly different meaning. Why is this the case? We'll be talking about this in our articulation seminars.